Hello, my name is Steve Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fishtail Revolution. And right now, I'm a little mad. I just finished watching a video, Film Challenge. Photojournalist tries to shoot a day's worth of assignments on film, and it was put out by The Camera Store. Now, first off, the vast majority of great photojournalist images that have ever been created since the birth of photography are on film. So the idea that, you know, can you, in 2014, go out and shoot film as a journalist? Of course you can. And I think it's kind of unfair the way they set this up, because what they used to process and scan the film automatically was not going to show the film in the best possible light. You know, they were shooting Kodak Portra 400, which is a really great film, extremely fine grain, and it would have been my choice as a journalist going out to shoot for the day. But the fact that they chose to have the film processed at a one-hour photo lab and to have low-resolution scans done to save time, and it's only 25 minutes of time, seems kind of silly to me. Because then the photographer points out, well, yep, there it is. Look at the grain. Look at the blown-out highlights. And I'm like, yeah, that's what you get when you do a low-resolution scan at a one-hour photo lab. You're not, you really can't compare that fairly to anything that's being done in digital. You just can't. You know, go take your digital camera and put it on low-resolution JPEG and go out for an afternoon. It's pretty ugly as well. You know, but to be honest, I thought the Portra 400 images looked pretty good. And if you consider that newspaper print reproduction is total crap to begin with, I mean, the film is out-resolving what you need for the newspaper, you know, by a tenfold factor, especially considering the size that the images were printed on the newspaper the next day. Additionally, one of the things that really bothers me is the comment that the digital, it makes everything more convenient, and it makes him be able to shoot more throughout the day and to get more images. Well, the problem that I have with this, and I talked about this in my last post, is that things are going too fast. The media is going too fast. I mean, it's this constant push to see who's going to get the story, who's going to get the scoop. This 24-hour news cycle does no one any favors. There's no time for reflection. There needs to be a chance for somebody with some brains to sit back for 2 seconds and say, you know what, do we have the whole story? Is all the information here? Are all of our facts correct? I so often see corrections constantly nowadays, especially on the TV, you know, when they're sort of trying to always beat everybody else to the punch to get the story out. There needs to be more time for reflection. There needs to be more time for the editors, the photographers, and everybody to make sure the facts of all the stories are correct. And it also allows for better editing of the work. And it also solves a whole lot of issue regarding, you know, has the image been edited? You know, you've got the negative. You can look at it right there on a light box. No, this is a faithful scan of the negative. You know, it's not some digital file that who knows how many times has been copied. It solves a lot of the ethical issues right now that people are having problems with in journalism. So I do think it's an unfair challenge that they threw out there. And I think it's sort of, what was the quote here at the end? Just a minute. This was the quote they used to sum it up. I want to be able to get out there and do as much as I can in the best way I can. And digital lets me do that. Well, come on. That's lame. Digital lets me do that. Film lets you do that. It all depends what you want. And to say that film is something now only used by, you know, niche fine art photographers, it makes no sense. It's a totally silly video that, once again, it made me really upset, because this is the kind of crap that's going on that we as film photographers, and who also shoot digital as hybrid photographers, need to fight against, because it does no one any good. Thank you very much for listening. Can't wait to hear your thoughts. Have a great day.